Chapter 2. The homes inside smelled of wood smoke, baked bread, and roasting meat. All of the smells reminded me of my childhood, familiar odors, and my mouth immediately started watering and my stomach rumbled. I looked up from the table as the sound of boots across the floorboards came to me and found Allison approaching from up the stairs. She wiped her hands on her apron, her blue eyes narrowing as she watched me, and then she turned back to the stove. "I wasn't expecting to see you again so soon," she said. She grabbed the fabric of her apron, twisting it for a moment, before releasing it and wiping her hands once again. "I figured that the two of us need to talk," I said.
"Why would we need to?"
Allison asked.
"What do you think that it will accomplish?"
"I think it's long past time for us to get beyond what took place." Allison pulled a pot out of the oven and set it on top.
"What do you think we need to have a conversation about?"
"What happened?"
"Why would I want to talk about that?"
It had been a week since my last visit, maybe a little bit longer, when we had stopped the attack on the city. And ever since I had stopped my brother, pushing the Murtar out of him and out of my sister, I knew that I should have returned to visit with her, but had been hesitant. I still wasn't entirely sure what to make of what had happened. My brother had been involved, and everything that had happened to me since his accident, if it could even be called an accident any longer, was tied to how he had been influenced. But it wasn't just that troubling me. It was that I had not yet admitted to my sister that I had destroyed our family home. I wasn't sure how she would take it. "I should have come sooner. I have been hesitant. More than just hesitant, I wasn't exactly sure how to tell my sister what I had done, nor was I sure whether I could even trust my sister any longer. I didn't even know if I wanted to. But I came today because we need to talk."
"There's nothing for us to talk about. With what you did to Thennis?"
"I did only what needed to be done." She wouldn't see that, I doubted, but perhaps if I could help her understand the truth about Aphela, she might come to understand the reason that I had done what I had, and why it had been such a betrayal for Thennis after the way that he had been. "How is he?" She hesitated, glancing back toward the door out of the home, as if she could see to the tower where Thennis remained, before turning her attention to me again.
"The same," she whispered.
I didn't know what "the same" meant. When I had returned from the city, Thennis had been far more vigorous than he had been before. Once I had expunged the Murtar, I had hoped that perhaps it would change something for him, and it would open him up, return him to the man that he had been before. But now I didn't know.
"You nearly killed him," Allison whispered.
"He lives," I said, "and it's more than what he was willing to do to others." Allison stiffened again, gripping her apron, but she held my gaze. There was almost a look of defiance in her eyes. Then it faded.
"How do you know?"
"I know because I've seen it. I know because I felt it. I know because..."
"You don't know," she said.
I sighed. "Maybe I don't." The inside of this home was darker than the one we grew up in, but the smells were the same. A single window let in light, though not nearly as much light as what I knew my sister would prefer. At least, it was not nearly as much as what she had once would have liked. I had no idea what she chose these days. She had not moved much and had stayed standing in front of the window, holding on to the pot, saying nothing. "I came back to try to help you," I said.
"Help us or help yourself?"
"I came back to help you," I said.
"I find that difficult to believe," Allison said,
and she glanced over her shoulder for a moment before turning back to the oven and shaking her head.
"The only thing you came back for was because you believed that we needed you."
There was a long pause when I thought she was done, but then she lowered her voice to a whisper and said,
"We don't, you know."
"I understand," I said. It was painful to hear it that way, painful to listen to my sister telling me that she didn't need me.